This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
I know you're going to jump into text right here. I wanted to mention that Dick of Dick and Chumley Construction Company, heavily featured on my Instagram, Clarky Clark. Mm-hmm. Everybody, please, we follow us. Go follow all of us on the show, please. Super jealous. Alice has so many more followers than us. And we're the ones who do the interesting posts. I mean, come on.
Come on.
Come on. So Dick heard us talking about... Why, Bryn? Bryn put up a picture of his...
Jane just looked up at her like, what?
Come on.
That's interesting, too.
Was that a drive-by? What just happened to me? I think I've been shot.
Bryn put up pictures of his sprouted avocado seeds.
Yeah, I did.
And they look so good. I'm totally coming to your house and stealing
those. And a diamond, too.
And then Dick of Dick and... Oh, you put up a diamond picture, too?
Oh, yeah.
Did you put up the one where you're bathing her in the cooler?
No, I didn't. It's
put that one up. That's
just
so
laying
cute.
There with a big smile.
Yeah, and the big head.
Happy baby.
Happy baby.
So Dick of Dick and Chumley heard us talking about pancakes this morning.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, thanks for the idea. Text me the picture of the buttered pancake. Look at the big blob of butter in the middle there. Oh.
Is that right before the syrup goes on?
Must be.
Looks like it, huh?
You know, the trick with pancakes, obviously, you know, I don't even think this is a pro tip. Everybody knows it's got to be butter on every layer and syrup on every layer. You got to lift up your pancakes and
put
it
in. Oh, I don't do the syrup on every layer.
Oh,
my God.
Jesus, it's got to be saturated, Vincent.
So Vaughn posted a picture, Sarah.
I saw that.
Did you see that? I'm reading what it says. It's a throwback Friday, I think. 4 years has flown by. Yes, I was part of a showcase / male pageant in my younger years.
Oh,
and
boy.
Went first runner-up as king of the Ivy's Mr. Delta Theta? Theta?
I guess.
2014.
Well.
Nice.
I thought that was new. I didn't read the caption.
So he was a frat dude?
Yeah. Look through the window. Come close to
the window. It's right on the Instagram. You should follow all of us at Instagram, everybody. Clarky Clark, ClarkieClark, Vin Hassan, VinHasson. Brinny Boy, BrynnyBoy. Uzette is just Uzette.
Right.
You just have to figure out how to spell Uzette.
I'm going to post my boots in a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Good idea. She's got the
sky
highs
on. What did she just say?
She's going to post her boots.
Oh.
Boots with a T. Boots. You should post your boobs. You'd have more followers than all of us combined.
Mm.
Hooman TV, Hooman, and Von Da Wizard. It's like a chick, Von Da Wizard. She's magical.
I'm sure I wasn't the only one with wishful thinking there for a second.
Oh, Vinny, I'll send you a
picture later. I can't possibly have been. Okay. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys sent. 707 says, Vinny, Hendrix record was all studio live work, tape rolling while he worked out songs. Same original engineer that worked on all his stuff when he was alive.
Some of it sounded great. Like some of the guitar stuff mm-hmm. is, I mean, obviously.
He did a couple different groups. So he had the Jimi Hendrix Experience, I think was his original thing. And then there was the Gypsy.
Gypsy Kings or something?
No,
Gypsy?
It was something, I can't remember, but he had a few different groups, so I think that's what this was, is one of his late groups.
Right.
Still a trio, but just a new group of dudes to work with. 34 and feeling old after hearing Little Boat. Don't get it.
Don't feel old. It's, you know, I think people of all ages don't get that.
Oh, Vinny, it's called Band of Gypsies?
That's what I was thinking of.
Thank you. Peanut butter on pancakes is better than butter.
No.
Can't believe you spent so much time on Ministry and you didn't cover the album by Logic, Sarah.
Oh, I didn't see
Vinny, did you authorize this? That's from 504.
You know, we looked this morning. I don't recall seeing a new Logic album. Do you see one there?
I know one came out.
There's weirdly a lot of albums released today. Yeah. A lot. You missed a couple rock albums, too.
Yeah, we had to... pick and choose.
Oh, yeah, how much time do you have?
We
right?
don't. We even as it was, I had to cut a couple things short.
The biggie was.
I thought we did the Logic album like 2 weeks ago. Did we just do a Logic thing? I think you need to listen a little more closely.
The biggie was Judas Priest anyway. You got that one. Right. I mean, come on. I just wanted to say you guys made my Friday with your quick blurb about pancakes and butter. I realized I had a goofy smile on my face and wanted to thank you for that. Keep up the great work on the morning show.
Oh, thank you for listening. I texted John. I said, get Riley. Let's go to the Dipsy. Get some pancakes after the show.
A cafe or something?
Yeah, so right near my house, they do these really good pancakes.
What'd they say?
They haven't written me back yet.
Oh.
No. Nope, still nothing.
What, are they still sleeping?
Probably those bastards. Living the life.
707, you are 100% incorrect in stating that one should wait for the perfect person. I think we're all like playing with words here. Yeah. I don't necessarily think there's a perfect person for anybody, but someone that you're super into and that you're a good fit, that's...
Right.
I guess that's the perfect
person. You
can't
do much better than that.
Finding but the idea that someone's perfect, that's...
There isn't. They aren't out there. And the longer you know them, the more you'll see their imperfections.
Right.
And so hopefully your relationship has deepened to a point where you can accept a person and all their flaws. And they can accept you and all your freaking flaws. You're not perfect either.
Yeah.
I settled for wife 1.0, and obviously that did not work. My current wife, 2.0, waited for me, and she got perfection.
Oh, did she? Yeah, you sound great.
We did miss the Logic album today.
Oh, no.
I'm sure it'll show up in the charts.
Oh. I like that Logic. I got one of his records, and he is good.
We just did one. Did they just release something else?
No, it was somebody else that was similar to Logic that raps really fast.
707 says, Sarah, I'm a personal stylist. Can I please style you for Vinny's wedding? I'm dying to get my hands on you.
Thanks to the internet and smartphones, coupling is pretty much over. Now swipe right and move on. I don't disagree with that. I think that that's the other issue, is that our attention spans are short.
We're discarding people.
And we find ourselves... I definitely have had things happen in my current relationship where there was a time when I was younger, I'd be like, well, that's that! We are breaking up for sure! The end! And, you know, you mature and you're farther down the road with someone and you find yourself saying, I'm going to be a grown up and work through this and not let my ego be the only thing making the decisions around here. You know what I mean?
I do.
True story, though.
Yeah. I can actually, I feel like I can hear those exact words echoing through the history, through the eons.
I wasn't in it for drama. I went for the opposite, and it was a huge mistake. I'm still trying to untangle from it. Ugh.
Oh.
So you found someone super boring.
Yeah, don't go for boring either. I hate the word settle. It diminishes the person that you're settling for. Like, you're so great. Stop it. Find someone cool. And you be cool, too.
As one who didn't vote for the bullet train, it's so sad to be right about it being a boondoggle. Sorry, but California has too many stupid people who vote with feels and not brains.
Oh, their feels. Don't vote with your feels, people.
My husband's company is working on the high-speed rail in several spots. I keep hearing people saying nothing is happening, but it's in full construction.
Oh, good.
That's the thing. The company that just, or whoever's taking over it today, they need to get more info out to the people, because we don't all drive by it, then therefore it's not happening.
And I would love to hear what's happening with it.
Yeah, where is that? How far away are we?
Costing us tons of money.
What's the deal?
Tell us all about it.
Sarah.
Yara.
If John does get to tour with Judas Priest, will it be okay for him to bang groupies? I mean, what happens on the road stays on the road, right?
I would prefer my nose doesn't get rubbed in it, for sure.
But you know he's got to, right? I mean,
well, it's the rule, isn't it? You're
it's Judas
on the
Priest,
road.
I mean.
Yeah, I don't know. I would be...
She had leather pants on.
I would say, don't do it, hon. You know I don't want you to. And then I just would go about my life. And hope he didn't come home with some awful disease. That'd be my biggest fear. It'd be like, don't bring me anything home. Jesus.
That's your biggest fear?
Go live your dream.
Yeah.
What?
Well, I would think your biggest fear would be that he doesn't come home at all.
Oh, that would suck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, listen, I know, John.
I'm quitting. He texts you. No more yard work for me.
Listen, it's not my fault that yard isn't done yet. That guy's just as bad as I am when it comes to, hey, you know what we should do? Oh, you know what would be really great? our famous line in our house is, you'll never go for this, but hear me out.
Oh, boy.
And then we have so many things in our house and in our backyard that started as a, you'll never go for this.
But hear me out. I'm a 57-year-old lady. I have a decent married life for 33 years. I do, however, wish I had stayed single.
Oh,
but
boy.
But the grass is always greener. OFOC.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing about grass. It's not greener. It's the same. And you'll find that out. You roll around in it for a while, and you're like, oh, my God, it's so green and great. And then you're like, oh, wow, it's kind of just like my other grass was. And I threw away all that other stuff that I liked in that yard.
I didn't mind being alone, but I think that as I've talked to a lot of people, very few people can actually be alone. And so they think they can, and they remember this person that was able to, but what they really don't remember is that they weren't able to, and that's why they got married, because they weren't able to be alone all the time.
So try to, you know, look at your situation and make the best of things.
And Hooman's pretty good at it, but it also seems to be killing him.
Yeah,
like, he's got that like...
He's going to be a twisted old man. There's no question.
And that where he's like...
Someone needs to save him.
I have to disappear for 2 months or a month of the
go
Christmas
to Malaysia,
month
right?
Because
yeah.
It's so lonely.
Aww.
I never felt that. Like, I didn't feel like, oh, the holidays are going to be the death of me. It's cool. Everybody do your thing. I'm not saying I don't like being partnered up, but I am saying very few people can actually be okay alone.
Yeah.
Very few.
It's hard.
Good morning, guys. I recently ended a 2-year relationship with someone who's incredibly nice and very supportive, but it wasn't right. Too many little things add up to a whole lot of big issues. I decided I'd rather be alone than with someone and not be happy. I'm 47, 2 kids, and much better off than I was before.
No, there you
Good.
Go. It's true. You got to cut the things out of your life that don't make you happy.
Damn, Vinny, you'll be like 70 when number 2 is in college. Yep. I'm bad at math, too. I actually pulled out a calculator and went, hold on. Look at that number. Yeah. You want to do that to me?
She's doing it to her,
she
too.
She just sat there, and I was like, all right, well, I'll be Dr. Dad, and you can, you know, keep working.
Or Mr. Mom.
Whatever.
One of those.
Come on, Salesforce. That's where she works.
Yep.
And I'll just be...
Sure, Dr. Dad.
Give me the keys to the minivan. I got this.
Oh, you guys should get a minivan. They're so great.
Whatever. I'll take them around to their whatever things.
Yeah.
Ballet, let's go.
Oh, my God.
Everybody
Minivan's
in.
Great. You can fit a bunch of kids in
We're
there.
We're not getting there early. You
doors.
Guys just chill out. We'll leave 5 minutes before.
Dad, we're always late because of you.
Dad's yep. got this. For the one, we got along so well, loved hanging out, amazing sexual chemistry that never waned even after 6 years. However, found out he continued a secret relationship with his ex for 4 years until I caught him.
Oh, no.
In our 50s.
Ugh.
I chose not to settle for a lying cheater.
Yeah, good for you. That sucks.
Yeah.
Just when you think everything's going smoothly.
Vinny Isla will be an awesome big sister. I have 3 and I'm very happy I did it. Happy Friday to my favorite morning peeps. Keep on shining. By the way, where's who?
We don't. L.A., did you say?
Yeah, he went to L.A. for something.
Olive thing?
Some speaker. No. Oh.
You think it's church?
I think it's church related. Some kind of thing. I honestly can't remember.
He's
he
a church
me, like,
guy.
2 months.
Hey. I'm actually surprised he hasn't done more with that or more with that end film.
Yeah.
Like he always says.
He's really into God.
All the religious films are so bad. Why wouldn't he try to make a good one?
Right. Yeah, Hooman, let's see what you can do, Mr. Movie Guy. Olive.
I love metal. I'm rocking out and getting pumped up.
All right. Yeah, I know that segment wasn't for everyone, but.
Someone posted to my Facebook just yesterday. It was a guy in his front yard, and he's standing on the front lawn, and he's got his amp pulled out onto the front lawn with him. and he's got a sign that says free metal. And he's jamming a Motley Crue song on the front lawn.
Where is this?
This is on my Facebook, but someone's just videoing him with their phone from the street as he's performing for anyone who wants to drive
does
by.
Does a crowd
stop.
Form? Or
yeah, does
no.
It's just some
is,
guy.
Is he any good?
He's pretty good, but he's truly in his front yard performing for anyone who wants to stop by. And it's a video of someone from their car.
There's a Ben Folds.
He's
five
a great neighbor.
Song that says, or Ben, just maybe Ben Folds. If you can't draw a crowd, draw on the wall. Like,
oh,
I can't say that, can I? Did you delete me?
I'm gonna
think
I
it,
did,
it,
already,
it's
yeah,
a
so
Ben Folds
double
vibe,
dumped
so.
You.
Just.
Can't believe you just whispered. I know.
I can't believe. I
Sarah,
thought I was just
really?
Gonna. I seriously thought I was
on
just
a
gonna
Friday,
mouth it. Oh my God!
We're just
dumped
about
it.
Done.
He dumped it. It's
I thought
fine.
I was gonna mouth it, but I just said it.
I just came out of my mouth. You can't draw a crowd.
Don't do it
on the wall.
Okay.
I didn't say it.
I know. Well, I'm just. You already screwed up once, and we've already had to dump half
well,
our
I,
time.
You think I didn't learn? What do you think? I'm old dog that can't learn new tricks, Ben.
Mm-hmm. 707 says, what the hell is Vinny talking about?
What are you talking about?
Punk and metal don't get along. All my skater friends were into both. Well, maybe we're different ages, but at the age when I was coming up in the 80s, punk and metal sort of had a divide. And the one, there were like a couple bands that everyone could agree on. Right. Motorhead, yeah. For sure, everyone was okay with.
Right. Well, there was a lot of glam band
and that was
metal
it.
Coming up when you were right at that age.
Right.
You know, so you would gravitate toward the harder stuff and the more punk rock stuff. And
then Metallica
came
along. And
I was like, Bon Jovi,
oh,
they're
yeah.
great.
No.
I love Bon Jovi. Oh, living on a prayer.
Oh, God.
Take my hand, we'll make it, I swear.
Watching The Looking Glass, and I realized I have the same outfit as Yuzette.
Oh.
Great minds think alike.
What you got on today, Yuzette? Let me see.
Well, the boots.
Just the boots.
Oh, sure, the
jeans,
boots.
White shirt. And
you know who else had on over-the-knee boots today is Berg, Michelle.
Oh.
Yeah, she's got, and they're all studded up. They actually remind
me
of the...
maybe we'll do a post together.
Oh, you should. Actually,
oh,
wait for Jane. I'll bet you Jane has over-the-knee boots, too.
Boots.
She
Jane,
always does.
The three girls.
Jane
is
ride the goth girls. Oh, man. Take a picture of that. You'll have to be on our Instagrams. So you won't see that on the Alice973 Instagram. That'll be on our personal Instagrams.
Yeah, go to those.
Yeah.
At Clarky Clark.
At Vin Hassan.
At Brinny Boy.
At Yuzette. Yeah,
Brinny Boy.
At Vonda Wizard. It's Von Da Wizard,
right.
But it's one word. And
so
it's
it looks
tricky
like Vonda.
The, right, it looks like Vonda.
And Human TV. Mm-hmm. Just follow us, please. We're so sad. We're jealous.
775 says, bring daughter to work day equals carpool lane for daddy.
Right.
No need for that on
for the
my
morning.
Hours. Yeah, that's not an issue. We're out of time. God, we have so many I didn't get to. I'm sorry. But thanks for sending texts in, everyone.
We'll
appreciate
be
it.
Back in a second to say goodbye. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Wacky week. Vinny out a couple days this week with his trip to Disneyland, but that was a big success.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. And we also had, we had Scott Capurro sit in.
Mm-hmm.
They've added something like 25 tickets for his show in Livermore tomorrow night.
So did you talk to him this morning?
He just texted me. So that he is at the Shadow Puppet Brewery in Livermore tomorrow night. So mm-hmm. if you wanted to catch him and you thought you were sold out, it looks like they've added a few seats to that.
He's mm-hmm. packing all the places. In the Bay Area.
Look yeah.
Scotty.
I'm probably going to go to the one again at Free Will Brewing Company in Redwood City.
I'm seeing him at the Marin Theater Company on the 31st of March.
Are you going to see him somewhere?
I probably will not.
Oh. You better have some new material. I've seen him 50 times. So I always feel like, okay, let's see the new stuff.
I really like Scott, but after that one time I went way out of my way for him, and then he was very, like, I don't know, showed up with someone else and had me buy that guy dinner, too.
Oh, and then you bought, like, expensive
dinner? I was like, I don't like going out anyway. So
why would I want to pay for someone else's meal?
Yeah.
The thing that I already didn't want to do.
But I know he's great, and I love when he comes in here, and it's all good. So you guys, let me know how those shows are.
Okay. We will. I'm sure we'll have plenty to say. He's going to be in Monday. Is that right?
Yes, he'll be in Monday.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Which means he won't be on The Secret Show.
That
so
is correct.
So he's just going to come and sit in for a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you guys, I hope you have a great weekend. I hope you get tons of surfing in.
I can't wait.
I hope the rain holds off and I get to dig in my yard. Mm. Yuzi, I hope you never get out of your PJs
yeah!
the whole weekend long. Bryn, I hope your avocado trees sprout brand new
avocados.
Yeah, me
too. I can't wait.
Yeah. Oh, don't forget we got avocados from
Chuck.
Oh,
yeah. Chuck showed up with
avocados.
A big bag. But they say just for me and Yuzi.
It does say just for me.
Because you guys never share.
Forget. I don't get it.
What?
Why are you telling us not to forget?
Yeah.
Oh, because I forgot that.
She's reminding herself.
I forgot that the note said just for me and Sarah.
Well, that's lame.
But maybe I'll give you one.
So you brought it up to rub it in our face is what's going on.
No, I was going to give you guys some, but I forgot it said just me and Sarah.
Yep, I guess we got to stick with what Chuck's wishes are. I'll give you one.
All right.
Try to still have a good weekend.
Have a good one.
Bye. See you Monday.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.